tucked away in the Valley of Los Angeles, 42 miles northwest of Disneyland, sits a tiki bar with a 78-drink challenge called the Grog Log. Drink all 78 drinks within 1 year, and you get a plaque with your name on the wall. Let's join two thirsty friends for a little Mai Tai as they embark on a drunken journey through the log and talk about dumb shit like theme parks, drinking, and drinking at theme parks.
Welcome to Mai Tai. We're back. I am Dave, and I'm joined by my best friend and partner in this Grog Log Challenge, Corey.
We're back. Another episode.
Before we get into this week's episode, I just wanted to talk a little bit about giveaways. We launched our first official giveaway this week. Based on the episode last week where we talked a lot about The Simpsons, we gave away a Duff beer mug that I picked up at Universal this last week. We're going to be doing a lot more of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're going to try to do like some themed things that maybe have something to do with the episode that's being released that week, I think is what our idea is going forward, but we'll see.
We have a Disneyland trip coming up this month, and you never know. Keep an eye on our Instagram. There might be some Trader Sam stuff coming up. Follow our Instagram. It's at My Time the Podcast. Giveaway shit. So today we got a fun episode. This was the first episode where we had multiple bad drinks.
Yeah, this one was questionable.
This was not one of those fun, easy drinker days. We knew that those were coming up. And then on top of that, we had a really, really drunk guy just come in, interject himself into the show. Literally grabbed the mic right out of Corey's hand.
Microphone grabber.
Grab the microphone and
sit uncomfortably close to Corey and interject on our conversation.
We love when people come up to us and start talking to us and asking us what we're doing.
And it's super fun. And we encourage it. Like, we put stuff out on the table when we're recording so people can grab stickers or whatever, you know, as they walk by.
But this guy, well, you'll hear. I also want to get ahead of a couple corrections. We recorded this episode a month and a half ago, I would say at this point.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
We talk a little bit about Ghostbusters coming out, and obviously now it's out. And then we talk about Beetlejuice, and we didn't think the movie was coming out this year. And
then they immediately dropped a teaser trailer, so it looked really outdated what we were saying.
So I just want to get ahead of that. And we talk about a couple Horror Nights terms in this one. And if you're not familiar with the terms, I could see it being a little bit weird. One of those terms, and I want to get Corey to educate us all, is boo hole. That's B as in boy, O-O, hole.
Hole.
Boo hole. Corey, what is a boo hole?
I think most haunts call them this. It's where the actors or scare actors are hiding in, and then they will hit a sound cue or a lighting effect or something, and they come out of the hole or out of like a doorway or whatever. And that's called a boo hole to scare you.
Great. And then you'll also hear us lots of times during this episode talking about Murdy. Murdy, Murdy this, Murdy that.
Murdy!
We're nerdy for Murdy. Who or what is Murdy?
It's John Murdy, who is the creative director for Halloween Horror Nights in Hollywood. And he's a bit of a character. He likes the little weird fame he gets from this, so we bring him up quite often.
Awesome. Well, now that you're all educated, let's head over to the Tonga Hut and start grog logging. We'll have three drinks, and you get to hear us suffer through all of them. So yep. Let's head over to the hut. Okay, we're back at Tonga Hut.
We're grog logging.
We're rope dropping and logging grog. We got Liz on the ones and twos.
She's suggested a few for us this evening.
We wanted to get some so-so drinks out of the way.
Because so far we've had tasty things, really.
Yeah, we've had pretty good drinks. So we know that there's a lot on the list that is...
Maybe not an ideal drink that you're going to want to reorder.
No. Kind of got a little bit worried that we were front-loading. Here's what we're going to do today. We're going to have three drinks.
The first one's good. Middle one is not great. Last one, better.
She said one of them is her favorite daiquiri.
This one.
And then we have a bad drink.
And then a better one.
Better drink.
Yeah.
And they're all, I believe, daiquiris.
Daiquiri
day on Mai Tai. Did we say welcome to? We didn't
welcome
say,
to Mai
welcome
Time.
Welcome to Mai Tai.
We never do.
We never say that. Okay, so we have Jasper's Jamaican. That's what we got today. We got that going on. First of all, this is in a glass. What's this glass called? I'm going to tell you what this glass is called. I think this is a coupe. Is this a coupe?
It is, but it is. It's like a champagne coupe.
This is...
Tiki yellow.
This is... This is that classic tiki color. That's what we got going on in this today. We got a classic tiki color cocktail.
It's served up, no ice.
Served up. God,
but it's chilled.
You're good at this. No ice. It's chilled. Cold glass.
It is served with a lime.
Got a lime.
Circle? Pinwheel?
Lime wheel. Got a lime wheel. And
here we go.
We're going to taste it, and then I'll tell you what's in it.
Ready?
Should we try to guess the ingredients? Do we know the ingredients?
I bet it's rum.
It's going to be rum.
Kanpai.
Okay, kanpai.
Got some bitters.
I don't dislike it, though. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of refreshing.
Yeah, it's refreshing.
Okay, Jasper's Jamaican. There's no alcohol in this. Just kidding.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're
like, could have got me on that one.
Yeah, so we've got lime juice, a teaspoon of sugar, Jamaican rum, pimento liqueur. So we didn't know this before, and we know this now.
You know this, I don't.
Yes, the pimento is like a berry that is dried and then ground up.
Not cheese.
It's not cheese. It's like a spicy. It's kind of like if you taste any of that clove taste.
It's definitely clovey tasting.
It's clovey.
Yeah.
There's something that I use in a drink called Three Dots and a Dash called Elizabeth Allspice Dram. Allspice Dram, pimento liqueur. Okay, so Jasper's Jamaican. Do you want to guess what the guy's name who invented this cocktail is?
Jasper?
So Jasper Lafranc of the Bay Rock Hotel in Jamaica. And this is a recipe straight out of the 70s, circa 1970s. Okay, so Jasper was about to put on the disco pants. He's about to hit the town.
Yep. Maybe everybody, some roller skates.
Yeah. Everybody, I'm going to hook you up with Jasper's Jamaican. So it's a daiquiri. We've been told it's a daiquiri. So
it's very allspice. Or allspice-esque,
yeah,
I would say.
It's better than cheese.
It's better than liquid cheese in a glass with lime.
So, but that is interesting. So pimento cheese. Oh, okay. So because
the pimento is inside
the cheese. Well, that's, yeah, but this is different pimento, I think.
Two different pimentos.
I think there are two different pimentos.
Okay.
I think.
If only we had a tiny computer that we carry around in our pockets.
I'm in Jamaica via the Tonga Hut. I refuse to take out my phone and start Googling
pimento. So email us kindly, people that know about pimento.
Yeah, mytimethepodcast@gmail.com.
Or give us a call.
Give us a call, 559-WE-DRUNK. Right now, I come to these places to escape.
It's my time.
It's my time. I come to not have to worry about Googling pimentos and just enjoy my daiquiri. This is straight from the grog log. Pimento liqueur bears no relation to the pimentos stuffed into olives.
If only we would have read.
Yeah. This most cordial of cordials has the rich, robust, aromatic flavor of allspice.
How about them apples?
We knew
How about them pimentos?
How about them pimentos?
Dave just picked it up so delicately. I wish this was a video mechanism.
Okay. Here's the thing. I spill on myself all the time.
Same.
I hate drinking out of a martini glass. Just give me a martini in a lowball glass.
That's fair.
Just give me any drink. Like, this is, I don't know.
We're clumsy folks.
Very delicate glass. Yep. But this is an easy drinker.
What would you give it on 1 to 5?
1 to 5, it's not my taste profile that I normally go for, so it's going to be lower. But I mean, honestly,
I was going to say 3 for me.
It's,
I don't know if I'd order it again.
2 and a quarter for me,
but I don't dislike it.
2 and a half, I like.
Okay, maybe I'm 2 and 3 quarters because I don't know if I would order it again. To be honest, I've got a few things to talk about.
Grab bag.
What was it?
Grab bag.
Grab bag.
Grab bag episode.
Grab bag episode. So, biggest rumor for this year for Halloween Horror Nights.
Ooh,
Both coasts. Big IP.
Coast to coast, ghost, ghost. Ghost to ghost.
Oh my God.
I'm coming at you ghost to ghost.
Is.
Coast to coast, ghost to ghost. Hit me with those HHN rumors.
What I'm hearing.
Okay.
Is Ghostbusters.
Ooh.
Which we did have in 2019.
How
on
was
both
it?
Coasts.
Was it good?
Yes. Asterisk. Asterisk, yes.
I don't believe you.
Both coasts had problems. If you loved and grew up with Ghostbusters, I honestly, in my heart of hearts, don't believe you wouldn't have loved it. It was amazing.
Was it old Ghostbusters or was it like
the original Ghostbusters on both coasts, but both had elements from all of the franchises.
Yeah.
Meaning they showed ghosts or characters from all the franchises and certain boo holes or what have you.
Slimer in there?
Of course he was. Love that bad boy.
Here's what I would hate on.
What?
But I don't want this to happen to me. but I would want it to happen.
He's gonna spray on you.
I want it to like go. I want to get like goop
through you,
through me. But
how
I don't.
How can they do that?
But I don't want it.
Like a
you
weird
know what
Pepper's
I mean?
Ghost effect that you like walk through Slimer kind of.
Yeah, but I don't want that because I don't want to get messy and I don't want goop on me
we
all
don't,
day.
We don't need to revisit monsters from this last year where it literally wrecked my camera because it was so wet.
This is a new idea for Horror Nights.
Okay.
You employ marks who walk through the line and get dumped on.
They've done this before.
Have they?
They've put plants in the lines before, like years and years ago.
Oh,
but in yeah, they put plants in the lines where they would like grab people and like pull them through and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You need to do more of that. Here's my dream Slimer moment. The person in front of me
gets slimed.
Fucking slimed. Just a Slimer passing through this person.
Or like they pull them through the fridge or something.
Yeah. And I'm like, cool. Corey, the person in front of me
got slimed.
That's what you do.
That'd be fun.
Murdy, if you're listening, Murdy baby,
give us a call.
I think that's really fun. Damn it. I thought I had a genius idea.
Yeah, they haven't done it for a long time. I've heard the house is going to be all encompassing of the Ghostbusters franchise. So including all the new movies and the old movies. So I'm not sure how they would do that, but I freaking like Ghostbusters, man.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I do have a good like...
Even girls Ghostbusters?
Yeah, I liked Girls Ghostbusters, okay?
No, I'm saying, is the house going to be Girls Ghostbusters?
I think so. I think from what I've understood, it's all of them.
You didn't Bustin' like, makes me feel good.
You didn't like Girls Ghostbusters?
This
wasn't your fave.
This makes me sound awful. I didn't see it.
All right.
I didn't see
Dave
it.
Dave is not a feminist.
I didn't see it. I'm going to edit this out.
No, leave it in.
I just
was polarizing.
It was polarizing.
People liked it or didn't like it.
I had nothing
sure.
against it. I just didn't see it.
That's fair.
But like that happens to a lot of movies.
I haven't seen a lot of movies too.
I've seen
yeah.
it a lot.
You're good.
Okay.
I didn't see the last Ghostbusters one.
I saw that one.
With the kid from Stranger Things. I didn't see
and
that
Paul
one.
Paul Rudd.
Yeah. I didn't see that one.
Is Kumail in this one? Kumail's in this one,
I think so. The trailer's up, yeah.
Kumail went to Horror Nights last year too, I think.
Yeah. Because he's a cool dude. But anyway, it's supposed to encompass all of the Ghostbusters, including the new movie. Yeah, what do you feel about that? Would you be into seeing Ghostbusters?
Fuck yes. Quick fuck yes. I mean, why not? Until you can name so much. If you give, you're like, oh, yeah, well, we could do Stranger Things house again. Fuck that.
Especially in Hollywood. We're done with Stranger Things,
yeah,
y'all.
Like, it was fine. It was okay. Like,
what we saw this year was fucking leaps and bounds above the last one. The last one was literally the only Horror Nights house I've ever gone through where I was like, this is fucking trash. It was so bad.
How much of their budget do you think is allocated to like a house like that?
Most of it.
It didn't seem like it, though.
But I think they pay so much for the licensing that it's a huge get for them.
Right.
Because they're not paying the same for Stranger Things that they're playing for Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I guess Netflix isn't shelling out money to like... They're taking money. They're not saying like, hey, we'll build a house.
Yeah.
There'll be a Five Nights at Freddy's.
You know, I've heard a lot of rumors about that.
It didn't do as well as it should have to warrant a house.
Maybe.
Did it do well, though? It might have done well.
It didn't perform well, but it was like streamed very high. Like it did terrible at the theater. And there's a few other Blumhouse productions coming out that I would assume we will see one, if not two of them, maybe a split house like we've seen in the past. So whether or not it's Freddy's and something else, or just Freddy's.
You know,
here's
the thing about Freddy's. I feel like it would be expensive.
Yeah, because you got to have big puppets.
I guess
Look
you could
Chucky.
Just make like foam costumes.
But also, those don't end up working out well. I've seen houses in the past where people are wearing those big costumes and like they don't stand the test of time to the length of the event.
Yeah.
Because they're uncomfortable, they're hot, it's hard for the actors to move around in them. So they end up like cutting back on a lot of that stuff as it goes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Are we
Order
ready?
Our next drink.
Yeah, are we ready?
Yeah.
Oh my, wait a minute. Can we name this episode D-Bags?
Yeah, D-Bags.
D-Bags, because they're daiquiri bags.
Yeah, D-Bags. Perfect. Title of up, D-Bags.
D-Bags. Let's go drink number two. Oh no, she just said, are you ready for your not so good one? And then said, you've been warned. Liz said that the ingredients are good.
Favorite combination.
Right, the ingredients are there. They're good. They're nice. It's a daiquiri. The proportions are all off.
Right.
It'd be great. What makes a daiquiri? That would be good for me to know. Edit point. Add what makes a daiquiri here. Oh, that's cool. And that, like I said, that's what makes a daiquiri. And that, so,
we're in a champagne.
We got another coupe.
We've got another lime wheel.
We're in that coupe.
It's more of a reddish grapefruit kind of tint, honestly.
Yeah, we got a dark grapefruit. Everything's dark in here.
It's served
dark.
Straight up again in a chilled glass.
I guess that's what makes a daiquiri.
Maybe that's it.
Okay, a daiquiri. We're D-bags today.
Oh my God.
Which, of course, means daiquiri bags.
Of course.
If you're my children, that's what you're going to grow up knowing.
We're DDs.
Right next to Jasper's Jamaican is the Kapu Kai.
In the grog log.
Oh, Kai, like your dog.
R.I.P. Kai.
R.I.P. Kai.
One time got real high.
Got real high. Hi, dog. Hi, Kai. Okay.
Story for another time.
Oh, this is what Liz said. It's a 151 daiquiri. It's just 151. So this is going to taste like jet fuel.
Great.
Like a jet fuel daiquiri. So here's what we got. We got lime juice, sugar, rum. That's what makes a daiquiri.
Great. It's booze with a little sugar.
Okay. So you shake it with ice cubes, strain it to a cocktail glass. If you still got your sea legs after this one, try Don the Beachcomber's similar but even stronger 1940s era concoction. Oh,
well,
we've got a lot of bad drinks coming up, I think.
All right.
Now that we have the actual grog log, there's this little guy on top.
He looks tipsy.
Is that the tipsiest guy?
Yeah, that's the tipsiest. It's on this thing. Yep. Strong.
We got Mr. Tipsy. Oh, God. I'm now regretting this.
Cheers to us.
This is where it becomes work. And we're like, I don't want to go on. I don't want to do this anymore.
We're going to do it.
We can press on. Okay.
We're going to do this. And then I've got a topic for us to discuss as we drink it.
Okay. While you were in the bathroom, I did look up a friend's.
God. Here we go.
I can't do it.
Oh, God.
The drink's awake, so I'm awake.
Here we go. The drink's awake, so we're awake. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. It's very strong.
I don't know how I'm going to finish this.
It's taking a shot with a hint of lime juice in it.
Oh, it hurts.
It burns the whole way down. My insides are warm.
Oh.
This is a 1.5.
It's a one.
I would never order it again.
I will never drink this drink again.
No.
Wait a minute.
It's basically a shot in a glass. Oh, I don't like the aftertaste either for some reason.
There's no liner notes. There's no
My insides are so warm.
There's nothing. Who made this up? To be fair,
when she served it to us, the coupe glass wasn't all the way full. And I was like, oh, interesting, because the last one we had, it was full. And I was like kind of wondering why. I know why.
Oh,
it's just straight booze.
I don't even know how you balance this out.
We're just going to shoot it. I feel flushed. It's really strong.
Yeah.
What would you do to it to make it more balanced if you had to?
I told him a little bit more simple syrup.
She would add a little simple syrup to this and maybe some of the...
allspice dram.
Yeah.
She would just turn it into the drink that we just drank.
Yeah.
This is rough.
It's also going to mess us up.
The funny thing is that she was saying it's an ounce. It's not even a shot of...
It just tastes very strong.
It just tastes strong. This is going to be tough. I'm scared to keep drinking this. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I'm going to squeeze some lime. They gave us a lime. I'm going to squeeze the lime in it.
Going right to my head. All right, you ready for your next topic?
Oh, it's just gonna be groaning for the next 20 minutes. Okay, yes.
Super Dave, since you are a new convert to Halloween Horror Nights, what property would you like to see turned into a house?
Honestly, I really think it would be a fun house. Fun house? Ooh. Wait a minute. IP, what I think would be fun is Yellow Jackets.
Oh.
Give me a house that is we're in the wilderness.
I didn't see the second season, so don't spoil it for me.
Okay, but you know where they are.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in the wilderness and stuff goes awry.
That could be fun.
Like with girls that are...
angsty.
And I can't. We can't talk. We can't talk about this until.
All right, fine. What else?
That was my big one. God, you're putting me on the spot right now.
Do you want me to do one and you can think?
Yeah, do one and I'll think.
My absolute would love to see.
Uh-huh.
You're going to agree with me on this. Fucking What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, that would be super fun.
Because they could make it. They've done like campy stuff like this in
super
the past.
Campy. Love it.
But you could also have like those Boo-ho moments where Nadja's crawling up the wall or Nandor's popping out or whatever.
That's really fun.
Super Dave just took another drink.
Every drink of this is going to be.
It gives you shivers. It gives you shivers.
I just don't know if I like the taste of 151. Just straight.
No, it tastes horrible.
Actually, hold
on. It tastes like me being 18.
No, I'm going to try to like flip my brain into like tasting like the caramel.
No, it doesn't taste like caramel.
No, wait a minute. I'm going to trick my brain into it. Because it kind of does taste like, you do taste.
Did the lime help?
A little bit. So it is a Demerara. I watch her pour it in. She has the same 151.
It's like a well 151. It's not.
No, I don't think so. Hold on. I'm going to ask her. Hamilton 151. Okay, so Liz also just said that she would have substituted Demerara simple syrup instead of just regular simple syrup, and it would have made it a little bit sweeter too. I'm going to switch my brain into trying to like this drink, and I'm going to tell myself it kind of tastes like molasses. I'm going to pick up the molasses of the flavor. I'm going to think molasses when I drink it, and I'm going to take a sip right now.
Okay. So rough. Do you have like an all-time favorite horror movie you would want to see?
Here's the thing. I'm not like the biggest horror movie fan. Like,
okay.
The movie that I thought was the scariest movie ever was the... Fuck, what was the name of that movie? It'll come to
holding,
me.
Holding.
This fucking daiquiri.
What? Who's in it? What's it about?
I have no idea who's in it. I have no idea what it was about. At this point, it had a house. The Conjuring? No.
The Conjuring, maybe? With the... In the wardrobe closet?
I don't know.
The clap clap?
I now don't know.
The Conjuring was scary.
Yeah, I think it was The Conjuring. I found, like, very, very scary.
I think it's a Warner Brothers property, which is why I've heard they've never been able to get it.
They live in a house and had a basement or something like that,
yes,
too?
Yes, that's what the...
Okay.
For people that can't see the visual of me clapping trying to hold the microphone. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay, then maybe that's it.
That would be a very good house.
How about a Beetlejuice house?
Orlando had it.
Oh, God damn it.
There was...
This is like a Simpsons did it.
Do you want to go down a weird rabbit hole?
Yeah.
All right. So 2020 was COVID. Word on the street was Beetlejuice was licensed for both coasts.
Boy, this drink is gnarly.
It's brutal.
We asked for this.
We asked for it. Because of stipulations in Los Angeles and in California, there was no Horror Nights in 2020.
Right.
However, Universal Orlando was able to do some like daytime attractions. They didn't have a traditional Horror Nights, but they opened two houses during the day, which were Bride of Frankenstein and Tooth Fairy. And then on Halloween, without announcement, they opened Beetlejuice.
Ooh.
So it was that day only. That was it.
One day only they opened a house.
And they sold all the merch.
Beetlejuice house coming back. Put it...
It is filming right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but what I had heard happened was because Hollywood didn't open the house and didn't sell any merch, they lost the licensing right. So in 2021 in Orlando, they opened those three houses again as part of their lineup. They did Bride of Frankenstein, they did Tooth Fairy, and they did Beetlejuice.
Okay.
We never got Beetlejuice in Hollywood. But I heard it was built, it was there.
Damn it.
They lost the licensing because of a weird thing in the contract, essentially.
I really thought I had a stroke of genius of that. Damn it.
Beetlejuice fucking sucked in Orlando.
Really? How? They've already got a walker. Like,
it was.
You have that closet
literally,
when, like, they.
The best part of it was when you first walked in. There was a Beetlejuice barker like up above you when you were like technically still in the queue. And he was a live mic character and he was just ripping on everybody. That was the best part of it. They didn't have the likeness to any of the other characters.
Oh.
It was a huge swing and a miss. And also because COVID stuff, like, things were just different in 2021. Like, there was just not a lot of scare actors in the house. It was very empty, especially in comparison to the other houses they had that year. It was so lackluster.
All right, well.
They need to redo it.
I think they get,
they need to give it redemption because it's such a great movie.
It won't be this year. It'll be next year.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that there's going to be a music
themed house.
Eilish house coming this year.
I wish.
It's coming. Billie Eilish house.
Oh, I found another picture of her from that night we went the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Can I send it to you?
Billie Eilish house, I bet you, is coming.
You know that got canceled in 2020?
Yeah, that's what she told me, but I bet you it's back on.
I'll be interested to see if it is.
She's a big fan. We know she's a fan.
We saw her. I honestly am kind of here for the music houses, to be honest. The Weeknd was fun, and I'm not even that big of a fan of The Weeknd, but like...
Swift house?
No, because nothing about her is creepy.
You could have an Eras house.
Eras house.
They're not going to blow their budget. Yeah,
they would not be able to buy her out.
Eilish house,
Murdy did tweet that an IP house this year that he wrote a treatment for is the most bloody, gruesome house he's ever wrote a treatment for. He just tweeted that the other day.
Shining house?
I already seen it. That's what got me to go to Horror Nights, was the Shining house.
I'm just trying to think of something that had like a sea of blood.
I feel like it might be Terrifier.
What's that?
A really messed up movie. It's not a fun like horror watch. It's just like messed up.
Should we get some water?
It's behind you. I've heard Terrifier is potential. There are certainly some scenes in that I don't think are palatable for the general crowd of Horror Nights. Oh, cool glasses. Thanks, Dave. We need to get these.
We don't have
cups.
Have little plastic Tonga Hut cups.
Yeah, these are great.
LA's oldest tiki bar.
Okay, any other thoughts?
Tram tour. Let's talk about what we would do with the tram tour.
Larry Larva.
I know, just have him come back. I mean,
we just love Larry.
I
will be honest, I was not excited about Larry. I'm not a fan of bugs. I don't like bug-esque things.
Ooh, is Men in Black a Universal movie?
Yeah, because they have an attraction in Orlando.
Men in Black?
That could be a fun house. I'm with that. That could be fun.
That bug guy kind of like at the beginning of Men in Black, like...
I need sugar water.
Yeah, like... he reminds
Which
me of
Which is also
Larry.
How I feel about this drink.
Yeah. He reminds me of Larry Larva. He's Larva-esque.
He did look like Larry Larva, to be honest. Larry Larva just needed some overalls.
And then, like, one character that just comes out and is like, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And they just slap people. Yeah. All right.
There we go. Put those plants in that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah. Just like, Corey, the guy in front of me got fucking smacked by the guy that looks like Will Smith.
I just start throwing Dave into people because I don't want to get slapped.
God. Every goddamn drink of this is making me shiver.
So harsh.
And this is not even, like, the worst one.
I'm so nervous about the worst
fucking
ones.
Book referenced, if you didn't think this one was shitty.
There's another really shitty one. Other rumors I've heard. I've heard Freddy Krueger is an option for this year because I believe it's his 40th anniversary.
Okay.
And Wes Craven has passed and the rights are like up.
Got it. We'll
make it less expensive for Universal to get. I am not a Freddy fan. Freddy creeps me out. What about you?
I've always liked Freddy.
Yeah?
I do like Freddy. Yeah. I like Freddy.
A couple years ago on the Backlot Tour, they had Titans of Terror, and it was Freddy and Jason.
Uh-huh.
And Texas Chainsaw Leatherface.
Okay.
And I have the most distinct memory of walking through the plane crash scene from War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
And it was all Freddy's. And there was a very obvious, we'll say, drag queen Freddy.
Yeah.
Who was clicking his little nails
on
the side. And like, it was with Brittany, my wife, and I. And we were like, I see a girl. And they like stopped and were like,
it's kind
of
like
little nails.
It's like the Clarabelle version of Freddy.
It was just so funny.
Clarabelle, like what a
icon of Friday Night at Disneyland. Icon.
She came out of nowhere. Do you think that was one person that just like
did
that and then it reinvented the character?
Yes. We're talking about Pride Night at Disneyland this past June, which was the first actual Disney-sanctioned Pride event.
Yeah.
And they did a cavalcade, and Clarabelle was part of it. And if you have not seen this, you need to look it up on the internet, because she comes out boots stomping. That's the only way to describe
it. She's like planted herself as like somebody that, as a character that everybody.
A literal icon.
Yeah, I know. Everybody needs to see.
Yeah. It was amazing.
This guy dressed up like First Order?
Yeah.
Is he?
What?
Is he, or is it just look like that to me?
Yeah, it looked like it.
What about original ideas?
Did you see the movie The Menu? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. They go to that fancy restaurant.
Fancy restaurant.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. What about that?
That could be interesting.
Just turns into like a massacre.
Like a slow build massacre.
Or some sort of like chef where then he's like killing people to like eat them.
That could be fun. Like an original idea of like he's welcoming you into his restaurant.
Yeah. You go in.
It's this high quality experience.
Yeah. You go into like a Michelin star restaurant. It's so great.
And as then you progress, like.
It's just like.
It the starts guy, getting darker and darker and darker.
Yeah. He's just eating them.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea.
Murdy, call me.
Call us. That's a great idea.
Thanks.
Yeah. Nailed it.
You drink that like a champ. I've still got half a drink. I don't know how I'm gonna get.
That was horrible.
This is rough.
Okay. What about Wendigo?
Wendigo?
Wendigo.
What is Wendigo?
It's a supernatural being.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like. It's like, I've lost concept of what words mean.
I believe it's I don't want to misspeak, but I believe it's a indigenous culture.
Okay.
Mythological creature.
Okay.
Super scary.
Ooh.
And Horror Nights hasn't done it.
Ooh.
It's creepy.
It's like a jackalope.
But huge. It's huge.
I like that.
Yeah.
Wendigo house. I love that.
That'd be
that
fun,
thing looks
right?
scary as shit. Okay, it looks
like a huge beast that has antlers.
Yeah, with like super long arms.
Yeah.
Like if a moose is standing up on its hind legs.
Like that huge owl creature from Monstros last year.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Like,
that's scary.
Be, yeah. That drink made me drunk. I feel like
This drink just tasted like alcohol. It's
it
not
tasted
even that
like straight booze.
It had half a shot. It was 1 ounce of alcohol. I think when you can taste it, should we pause and see if they're making tacos?
They're not yet.
A guy just ordered a vodka martini here.
And then Dave and I just looked at each other and said, he just ordered a vodka martini?
A vodka martini.
What the fuck?
I'm not passing judgment, but a vodka fucking martini?
You don't belong here.
What are the worst things to order at a tiki bar?
Bloody Mary.
I'd like to know what Liz thinks.
I know, but I don't want to ask her because I feel like she'll think she's offending people.
Yeah, when we get drunk, it's just going to devolve into us becoming like Waldorf and Statler. Statler and Waldorf. You and I just become Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah, for literally.
Tonga Hut.
Tonga Hut.
Ooh, vodka martini. Oh, God. Here's the thing. If we stop now, Liz is going
to
be like, but you had.
We have to do it. We have to do it.
All right. Let's go.
Well, we got to order the next one. We got to at least finish this.
We got to power through.
All right, let's finish.
Well, what are we going to do? We're going to hit a road bump. We're going to hit a speed bump and then we're just going to stop? No.
No.
We have to.
We're going
to
order another drink.
We knew that this was going to happen.
And I've got a D-bag topic for us.
Okay, D-bag topic.
D-bags.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Hey, what's going on? I got to see what's going on today. I want to be interviewed.
Yeah.
All right. How do you feel about the Tonga Hut?
How do I feel what?
About the Tonga Hut.
It's good.
Come here often.
I wish. I used to live here, and I come back here because I love this place.
How long have you been coming here?
My wife of 16 years and I kind of met and cultivated in the area right here, and we found this bar, and I'm here. I own the property, and I was just replastering the pool there, and I was checking on it. So I decided to come in for a write-off drink.
I love that.
So I bought these guys drinks too since it was a write-off.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, it's a great working dinner. Yeah, I love that. We heard you order an old school zombie.
Yep.
Is that your go-to drink?
No, she recommended that.
Okay, what's your go-to?
I don't go that strong usually.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
I usually start with a regular Mai Tai. I'm a long generation tiki drinker though. My father went to Don the Beachcomber. He died in 1994. The guy I bought a drink for bought Don the Beachcomber a drink. I bought him a drink, but he met Don the Beachcomber when he was dating his wife.
Okay, so you're an old school tiki fan.
I'm very old school. I live in Ventura area.
Yeah.
And there's a place up there called Ventique.
Uh-huh, yeah,
and,
of course.
That is and this are some of my favorite places.
What draws you to Tiki?
Tonga Hut?
Or no, just Tiki. To Tiki in general.
I have a sailboat called Tiki Time.
Okay.
So, yeah, and the whole inside's all Tiki. Awesome. I have the mast is a totem pole, and I got flowers all around. I did it all myself.
Is there something about it that draws you to...
The alcohol. I'm famous, you know. You talk to people about who do a fireplace in this valley, and they'll say, construction.
There you go.
There you go.
It's unbelievably. I was recommended by two people to this job I went to on the way here, which paid me $125 to estimate the job.
That and then that bought your zombies.
What's your favorite rum?
I don't know. I'm kind of new to the rum scene.
How about you?
But I like Kohana or Hamilton.
Never heard of it. What about you?
Florida Con?
I'm more ordinary. Myers.
Myers?
I just love Myers. Since I was 16. You know, it's like early on, I was a Myers rum fan.
All right. Yeah, they have
I got my wife waiting for me for a dinner place. I got to run.
Don't let us hold you. Nice meeting you.
Good luck. I want us to wear...
You'll see our name up there.
Yeah, we'll be up there. Christ.
I hope he's not driving.
Jeez. He's driving.
Good Lord.
Jim, look for him in the obituaries tomorrow.
Dave! I'm getting there.
I know who I'm not getting to do my fireplace.
The bad thing is I do need a contractor. Would have been nice to know one.
Third and final drink of the D-bag episode.
I'll be honest, this is going to be fucking brutal.
No.
I might be sneaking over your house.
Okay, so here's the thing. Liz called an audible on our strategy. We were going to have three daiquiris tonight, hence the D-bag.
Also, I went up to her and said, just make us something nasty.
Wait a minute, this last time?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm mean.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Why?
I said, don't tell Dave, just make us something wild.
Oh, shit. Okay. You were a D-bag.
I was D-bag in this episode.
You were the D-bag the whole time.
We got to stick with the theme, my friend.
We're drinking a Captain's Grog. It is brown.
Tiki brown.
Tiki brown. Brown town. We got a little bit of
fresh mint. A little maraschino cherry.
A little maraschino cherry.
What type of glass is this?
Low glass. A Mai Tai glass, I'm going to assume. It's a double old-fashioned glass.
Okay. And it's served on the rocks.
Served
not
on the
crushed,
rocks.
Just regular ice.
Oh, God. It's a mistake.
Not the D-bag. It's not bad. Oh.
Corey, it tastes like medicine.
It's not good.
Why did you do this?
It tastes like I'm going to regret it tomorrow.
Her exact words were, and then I'll give you something easy.
No, but I told us to make us something nasty. Oh, this is not good.
Corey, Christ. All right, here's what we got on the Captain's Grog. We got lime juice, grapefruit juice, maple syrup.
That's what it is. The syrup tastes so sweet.
Falernum, orange curacao, soda water, vanilla extract, and almond extract. Myers rum.
Oh, Jim's favorite.
Yeah. Puerto Rican rum. God. So wait a minute. We have...
There's a lot of booze in this, but it's also excessively sweet.
This is from the Captain's Inn in Long Beach in 1962. It says, we'll never know if the Captain's Inn really was the Southland's most elegant waterfront restaurant, but it certainly was the largest. The five dining rooms included... Ugh. Corey, I'm so grossed out by this drink.
I'll be honest, this is the worst one we've had.
I don't know. The last one sucked,
no,
too.
No, this is the worst one we've had. It's too sweet and too strong. This is what hangovers are made of.
The five dining rooms included exotic dishes from faraway places in the Corinthian room, entertainment in the Commodore's lounge, and quality spirits upstairs in the Hukilau Polynesian room. Captain's Log, fuck off. I'm angry.
If you could also see my face right now, I'm just like making the like saddest frown.
It's like staring off into the distance.
It's like a big drink too.
It's a giant drink. What did you do?
I thought it would be funny, Dave. I thought it would be funny. D-bagged by Corey. Oh, you're sucking that sucker down.
Ugh.
It's the maple syrup. Ever since you said that, now I can't. Oh, it's so fucking sweet. It's not good. It's not good, Liz. It's not good.
I need a quesadilla pronto.
Oh, my God. We're both just, like, rubbing our eyes.
We're both, like, powering through this.
Powering
this
through.
is This is where we earn our podcast stripes, I think.
This is where we earn our groglog.
Yeah, this is where we earn the groglog. Like, not only that, but like, so many people come here and do the groglog and then just drink the drinks. They don't have to like talk about it, host a podcast through it. Okay, where's this drink rate for you? This is the worst.
Oh, this is like a 0.5. I would literally never drink this again. If you bought me this drink and paid me to drink it, I would never drink it again. This is a zero. Zero. Not even a 0.5.
And yet you're drinking it for free, right?
I paid for it, so I'm going to drink it. We have to drink them all.
We're going to drink them all, of course. I don't hate it as much as you do. No, I think that last drink...
I find it literally despicable.
That last drink made me shudder every time I drank it. I don't have that with this. What did I give the last one? A 1? I'd probably say this is a 1.25.
This is a zero.
Oh, there's worse coming, though.
Okay, 0.25. I'll reserve the zero for something worse.
You can't say zero until we've had them all. 0.25. Then we can retroactively come in.
God, it's so bad. I hate it. Oh,
we came in.
It's the aftertaste.
We came in asking for bad drinks, and we got them.
We got what we asked for.
But here's the thing. D-bag J. Okay, let's turn this around. We drank bad drinks, so tomorrow we can drink good drinks. You know what I mean?
No, tomorrow I'm going to feel like shit.
No, I'm not talking about tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to fucking hate this. But we had to get this out of the way at some point.
We had to get it out of the way. And we know there'll be other bad ones.
We saved a future guest from having to drink this drink.
That's true. We're trying to be kind to our future guests.
A future guest is going to come in and say, I want a groglog just like you all. And then we can't just have shitty drinks for our guests.
Yeah, that's true.
So at some point,
guests will stop coming.
When we don't have somebody, it's time to...
The aftertaste is so pungent to me.
Is it the aftertaste of maple syrup?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like it's overly sweet, the aftertaste to me, and it just like keeps hitting me. It's so bad. But you just literally shivered as you drank it.
I drank a big drink. I think you've had more than me. I thought I took a big gulp, but...
Because I'm just trying to get it over with.
Here's the thing. I think once I get a quesadilla, this is going to go down pretty quick.
No, it's going to taste worse.
You think?
Well, we have like salty, cheesy goodness. It's going to taste worse.
All right.
We're going to get our name on that wall.
Well, here's the thing. We're going to power through these drinks. Is that it? Are we done? Should we call it a day?
Throw in the towel.
No.
Throw in the D-bag.
Okay. Yeah. Corey played the secret Joker card. She thought she would be a little low-key.
I'm a little trickster.
It got her in the end because look at this.
Now we're both suffering.
Sometimes it's a D-bag. That means Zachary bag. And sometimes that means Corey's a D-bag for getting us this drink. So we're going to suck this down and go pay some bills.
And some quesos.
And some quesadillas. Bye.
Bye.
All right, we're back. I feel like I can still taste that maple syrup from the Captain's Grog weeks later after we've had it.
It was not good. It was not good.
Ugh. Well, if you made it this far and you suffered with us all, thank you. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you know how to find us on social media. It's at MyTimeThePodcast on Instagram. Email us at MyTimeThePodcast@gmail.com. And you can call us at 559-WE-DRUNK.
Keep following our social media for the giveaways and for merch stuff.
Yeah, and we've got some really fun episodes coming up. So stay tuned for some fun guests. And that's about it. So I'm Dave, and that's Corey, and that's our show.
Until next time, mahalo.
Bye.